Your financial choices may discuss various financial-related topics and thus would like to offer the following disclosures. Lori Siebert is employed by Valley National Group, the Valley National Financial Advisors Group of Companies. Investments are offered through Valley National Investments Incorporated, member FINRA. We inform you that any federal tax, state tax, financial advice, or information contained in this communication is not intended to be personalized or specific in nature or to be relied upon for your personal situation in any circumstance. The advice and information are not intended and cannot be used as a tax opinion letter nor used for the purpose of avoiding tax-related penalties. For personalized advice specific to your own situation, we recommend that you consult your CPA, CFP, or attorney.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the show. This is your host, Lori Siebert. I'm a CPA, CFP, and AEP on the web at yourfinancialchoices.com. And you can listen online each and every week at wdiy.org. Welcome to the show. Today is January 30th, 2019. The markets were up today, the Dow closing at 25,014, the NASDAQ at 7183, and the S&P at 2681. Our topic tonight is business advisory services. What are they and how can they help you? We are live tonight. We will take your questions. Lori C. is in the studio with us this evening. We'll answer your calls, take your information, and we ask you to mute your radio so you can hear us without the delay and we can talk without confusion. We do discuss general financial planning topics and not specific investments, and while I typically have a topic each week, you can still ask questions off topic, and I'll do my best to answer your questions. The phone number this evening is 610-758-8810. That's 610-758-8810. And if you're not comfortable talking live on air, you can always just give your question to Lori and she'll write it down and bring it into the studio. You can also email questions through the website yourfinancialchoices.com. So again, my topic this evening, business advisory services, what are they and how can they help you? To help me with this topic, I have a guest this evening, Loretta Tubiello-Har. She is a CPA, CVA, and ABV, a graduate of Villanova. Loretta has over 30 years of public accounting experience, including as a partner with a top 40 regional accounting firm, as a partner in a small local accounting firm, and for the most recent 8 years in a privately owned accounting practice. She serves on the board and as treasurer and finance committee chair of Valley Youth House. She is a member of the AICPA, the PICPA, and NACVA. She speaks and writes articles on various topics upon request and is on the Speakers Bureau of the PICPA. And in fact, that's how I met Loretta. Loretta, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, Laurie.
Thank you.
Great to be back.
Thank you for coming on. You were on, you know, a few years ago through the PICPA, and I think we talked about financial aid applications and things like that. But your what do they call it when it's your main focus, I guess, Ballywick or something like your Ballywick, is really business advisory services along with a tax preparation and CPA firm. But a lot of people really might not know what business advisory services are, so I thought we could talk about that tonight. But could you first tell us a little bit about your firm and what you do, you know, more broadly than what I've described?
Sure, thank you. We're located in Coopersburg in Main Street, and we concentrate in accounting and consulting for closely held businesses, which include business advisory services that we're going to talk about tonight, review and compilation services, and tax preparation and planning services for those businesses.
Okay. And for people who are business owners, or maybe you're contemplating having a business, it really is important to sometimes have that person who has more of the knowledge around running a business, because it can be complicated. And if you don't do things the right way, you know, you could get yourself in trouble. So you might as well do it the right way, get the right people. So when we hear advisory services from a CPA, what would that mean exactly?
Okay. All right. Let me see if I can get this out okay for you.
Okay.
So they would be, in our world, they would be any services offered outside of our core business account that the accountants are normally known for. For instance, adjusting in the books and records of a company. And we are engaged to perform an audit. We review or compile company's financial statements. And, of course, we do the tax preparation and tax planning functions. So those are our normal core. The advisory services can be across many disciplines, and the services offered by one CPA may be different than those offered by others. I always say that we are a product of our own experiences, and those experiences assist us in developing the type of advisory services in our respective practices.
So, as you're talking about this, I'm going through it in my own head, thinking about where, you know, I kind of have some special strengths, and I know ones that I don't have. And we sometimes will need to make recommendations to our clients who might need those specific advisory services. So of the experiences that you've had, you must have kind of developed this business advisory services over time that you wanted to focus on. So what are some of the more common advisor services that CPAs or your firm in particular might offer?
Yeah, I think for CPAs, the most common services are the CFO advisory services. And it is our experience that business owners and CEOs have significant positive impact on their business when they focus on driving those operations and seeking out new opportunities. But the CFO advisory services are really designed to support that business owner or that CEO by focusing on doing things like the things that they would not normally do, like maximizing cash flow, improving profitability, and optimizing the financial health of their organization.
So what you're saying, and let's talk, some people might just be starting out a business and may not even be familiar with some of these terms. So a CFO is
a certified financial officer. So they're the
or chief financial officer.
Yeah, yeah. And they're chief financial officer, and they are the people that are really dealing with the financial function of a business.
Okay, and the CEO could be someone who's the sole proprietor, the president. So they don't always have to have these titles. But what you're kind of saying is someone who might have this dream, this vision of running a business, it could be a restaurant. It could be a tire store. It could be an automobile dealership. It could be any kind of business, but that might be their passion, their dream. They know the business. They maybe love the sales, but maybe they're not so good at the financial piece.
That's exactly correct. That's exactly what happens. And we become their business partner.
Okay.
Because they are not in a position at that level, typically, to have a CFO in-house. So we many times can act in that capacity.
So when does someone think to come inquire about your services? Because they might just be thinking about getting this business started. Are they necessarily, they might talk to their CPA and their CPA who does their tax return. And they might not realize that there are is this whole other world of considerations if they're going to run a business. You mentioned, you know, financial statements and things like that. So what would prompt someone to seek out these advisory services? When is a good time to do that?
Well, what we've discovered, especially in individuals that have not had the exposure, mm-hmm. That they typically, it's the proactive stance of the CPA to let them know that these advisory services exist and that there are things that can be done outside of the normal core functions that we handle.
Okay. All right. So as we go through the show here, we're going to talk about a little bit more about kind of what those CFO advisory services are. And that's just kind of a term you've coined, right? It's not necessarily a business owner wouldn't say to their accountant, hey, I need a CFO advisory services. They might say, you know, this business is growing. I need to do things right. I need maybe some help with some of the financial pieces of it.
That's exactly correct. I mean, you can call it anything. I mean, and most believe, you know, just let's face it, most CPAs do it. And they don't even call it CFO Advisory Services yeah. or an advisory service. They just do it as a part of their practice.
Yeah. Okay. All right, folks, we are coming up on our first break. The phone number is 610-758-8810. That's 610-758-8810. And we're talking with Loretta Tubiello-Har. The name of your firm?
It's Tubiello-Har and Associates.
Okay, in Coopersburg. We'll be back in just a moment.
WDIY thanks its members and Valley National Financial Advisors, offering a broad spectrum of financial services for more than 25 years, including fee-based asset management. It all starts with personal goals and an understanding of risk tolerance, investment objectives, and the markets. On the web at valleynationalgroup.com or 610-868-9000.
WDIY offers many choices and real voices.
This is Steve Aronson. Join me and our other folk music hosts each weekday evening from 7 to 9 for a great mix of classic folk, bluegrass and old-time, Celtic, blues, and contemporary songwriters, plus interviews, concert information, archived concerts, and more.
WDIY is the Lehigh Valley's local source for NPR news, public affairs, and diverse music at 88.1 FM and streaming on WDIY.org.
Welcome back to the show. This is your host, Lori Siebert. You're listening to Your Financial Choices. We're talking about business advisory services this evening with Loretta Tubiello-Har of Tubiello-Har and Associates in Coopersburg. Loretta, we were saying that there is this term that we could use called advisory services, but in particular, when we're talking about business advisory services, it's almost as if the accounting firm or the CPA firm could come in and kind of serve as part of the financial team and in kind of place or in conjunction with a chief financial officer. So some businesses starting off might not have a CFO, but you had mentioned that there could be a lot of financial matters that they may need help with, that business owner who's growing the business and running with their passion, but can't handle the financial matters. What are some of those financial matters that would be important to understand that it might take a CPA to help them with?
Well, CPAs have expertise to act as a subject matter expert in all tax and financial matters. And we can be a liaison between a company and its external auditors if they have to have an outside independent audit. We can be that liaison with their accounting personnel in mentoring them, because sometimes, those people in-house do not have anyone else to talk to, because even the owners are not many times capable of addressing the questions that they may have. So we're there to help them. We can help them with retirement plan administrators. We can help them with legal counsel and bank relationships. There's many different facets that we're capable and experienced to handle.
Okay, so you had mentioned that sometimes they have the accounting personnel or they might have the outside auditors. So it's not just people who are starting in business who don't have a financial team. Sometimes there is a financial team and you're helping kind of coordinate that. Those services. And it could be even, you mentioned accounting personnel. I can see where businesses, all of a sudden, they need a bookkeeper and they need someone maybe to help with payroll. So you could actually go in and help their financial team get that set up. You're not always going in to be a substitute for the financial team. You could probably serve in the capacity of helping them get things set up.
That's correct. And actually becoming the mentor
yeah.
for those accounting personnel.
Okay. And that's probably even the goal more than being the team that's doing it for them.
It is absolutely the goal.
Okay. So they have these businesses, as you mentioned, might have some people in-house already. So what kind of advisory services might a firm like yours provide a small business that's just starting out?
So, okay. All right. Well, I'll give you a few.
Okay.
There's quite a few that we can do but I'll give you some. For instance, assisting with initial design and implementation of an accounting software package. Sometimes people don't even know, what what would be best for my business? How should I set it up? What suits my company's needs? So I think that's really critical. And so we, you know, because of the experience and the multitude of various types of software packages that we've had been exposed to over the years, we're able to give some guidance there.
Can I ask you a question about that? Because
sure.
From time to time, we have small business owners who are coming in, maybe someone who is a psychologist and just has her own private clients, someone who might just be doing a little consulting here and there. And I might say, hey, if you can do it in Excel, in an Excel spreadsheet, do you ever, because could that be a consideration too? Or are you always looking at the accounting software?
Well, in my practice, no.
No.
We require.
You're talking about big business?
No.
Okay.
No. Any, it could be a small company, but we do require them to have some sort of accounting software package. And that can be as little as Quicken for
okay.
that little psychiatrist that you're talking about. But most people deal with it in QuickBooks.
Uh-huh.
But we do require that of our business clients, that they learn and are trained to handle it in an accounting software package.
Is there a reason behind that?
Yes, because we're not interested in the shoebox full of receipts.
Uh-huh.
And
okay.
we want to make sure that everything gets put in correctly and everything balances. And if your cash reconciles, typically you're 90% there.
Yeah.
And that's what we're looking for, is to try to get them to train them to be more diligent about really, truly running their business as a business.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, making sure that those accounts are separate than the personal accounts where they're paying the grocery bill and things of that nature.
Yeah, that's, and if a business owner wants to be a business owner, that could be how they do it. So what other, so the software, the accounting software, and does the accounting software help with the tax preparation as well, I imagine?
Absolutely. It becomes the key link for mm-hmm. us to go from what they give us to preparing that tax return.
Okay. All right. What else?
Let's see. So we try to participate in forecasting and strategic planning for future operations by developing like key performance indicators. Each company's different, so it's nice to determine what measurements those companies could use to really benchmark themselves against others.
Oh, interesting.
And so that's something that we can help to. We create sort of like a dashboard and a sheet that they can watch and monitor on a monthly, semi-monthly, annual basis, so that it helps them to, start to regulate as to how well they're really doing.
And I imagine, too, that could give them alerts as well. If something doesn't seem right, if something seems out of sync, what's not working?
Absolutely.
It helps identify that a little bit quicker.
Absolutely. And it's developing trends on those KPIs. The key performance indicators,
okay.
so that over time, if you continue to do it, you're watching the trends. And if the trends are developing successfully, you're in a better shape. But if you're starting to see them go the wrong way, you have other issues. And, we have to, have to hold up our hands and say, wait a minute, something's going wrong.
So how often would you review those key performance indicators?
I prefer to do the monthly,
mm-hmm.
To have the dashboard where you are having, because you're in reality, at some point, you should be getting to having clean financials at the end of every month, so that you really truly can manage your business also by the numbers, not just from an intuitive standpoint,
mm-hmm.
but managing by the numbers as well.
Yeah, I imagine that contributes to the success as well. Okay, what else?
We can develop efficient workflow for accounting processes. A lot of times, because in reality, people should be able to close their books within 10 to, I say 10 days, but, I'll give them 15 days. But 10 to 15 days, they should really have their books closed. And if they cannot do that, if they're still waiting, and I have clients like that are still waiting for numbers now for December, and because their internal workflow weren't able to get them the information that they need to close their books. That's not good, because you need, especially in small business, you need to be able to react very quickly. Mm-hmm. And if you don't have that opportunity, so these workflows, we can help to do that. We can help to strengthen the internal workflows to get those financials out more timely.
I want to talk a little bit more about that when we come back from this next break. Folks, if you have questions, we are live in the studio tonight. You can talk with us live on air, or if you're not comfortable talking live on air, you can just give your question to Lori C. She'll write it down and bring it in to us. The phone number is 610-758-8810. Back in a minute.
WDIY thanks its members and Valley National Financial Advisors, offering a broad spectrum of financial services for more than 25 years, including income tax preparation for individuals, businesses, estates, and trusts. Tax preparation involves more than putting numbers on a return. It requires planning. On the web at valleynationalgroup.com or 610-868-9000.
American folk music offers a variegated pattern of performers and styles. I'm Tom Druckenmiller, your host for In the Tradition. Together, we'll trace the roots and branches of American folk music from the earliest recordings and performers through today's talented players. In the Tradition, Wednesday evening from 7 to 9 p.m. on WDIY 88.1 FM and WDIY.org.
Welcome back to the show. This is your host, Lori Siebert. You're listening to Your Financial Choices, and we are talking about business advisory services this evening with Loretta Tubiello-Har. She's a CPA, CVA, and ABV, and owner of Tubiello-Har and Associates in Coopersburg. And we're talking about business advisory services and how they relate to not just large businesses, but small businesses as well. And in particular, we're talking about what advisory services are, how these business advisory services can help small businesses, people who may not have a financial team in place yet, who maybe need some mentoring of how to run some of their financial accounting and systems and workflows, but also for larger businesses, medium-sized businesses, large businesses, where you may need a partner in interfacing with some of the financial professionals that you may encounter in running your business. So we were talking with Loretta about some of the advisory services in particular for a small business and workflows. So I want to ask her a little bit more about that. But if you have questions, the phone number is 610-758-8810, and you can talk live on air with us or off air, especially for our listeners who might be thinking about starting a business or who are running a business, or maybe that business that has kind of snowballed and evolved into more than you thought it was going to be, might be interested in some of these services or have some questions. You were talking, Loretta, before the break about trying to identify or help develop efficient workflows for the business, efficient workflows such that they will stay on top of their bookkeeping or monitoring whatever, you know, some of the strategic policies or whatever that you had mentioned earlier. What does that look like, helping with the workflows? Are you actually hands-on going into the business and seeing how it's operating? Can you just kind of tell me how that looks a little bit?
Sure.
And how it can make a difference?
Yeah, sure. We absolutely go in, and we're interviewing mostly the accounting personnel to find out what the issues are. And many times we'll hear, well, the sales department didn't get me their piece back, or there's an issue because they're having difficulty gathering, or people won't turn in their receipts in time, so I can't book the credit card expenses because I don't know what they are, or you know, they just have different things that are delaying. The financial statements from coming out and learning what that net profit or loss is for the month. Mm-hmm. So we go in, we kind of look at those workflows and kind of trace how they're really what's causing it, the problem, what's the stumbling block, and then we help them to fix that stumbling block, and we get them moving, and we get everyone on board to say, okay, the 10th of the month, we are going to have a financial statement out of here. You know, here's how we're going to do it, and, you know, get everybody on board to do their part to be able to close the books.
So the salespeople won't get their commissions unless they get their receipts in.
Well, we've had situations where, some of the suggestions were, and they really didn't come from us, mostly from the company afterwards, that said, you want reimbursed for your expenses. We're not going to do that unless you give us receipts. So, so it kind of forces the hand sometimes if people are paying out of pocket.
Right. But sometimes businesses need that independent voice to come in.
Oh,
to
absolutely.
Take the pressure off and the personalities and things like that.
We're the bad guy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Many times we are the bad guy.
Okay. What other kinds of services? And this is for small businesses in particular we're kind of talking about right now.
Yes. It's, for companies that could use a little bit more assistance than the normal core functions that an accounting firm will do. Another one would be developing rolling cash flow forecasts. What we have discovered with a lot of companies, if they have lines of credit with the bank, they sometimes come up against an issue where they need maybe an increase in that line. And what happens is they're going to the bank when they're already in trouble. So these rolling forecast cash flows help them to determine way out. And we like to do 12-month rollings, and we show where the cash flow issues are going to be. And if they end up, we know that we might have to have an increase in a line of credit 6 months from now. We can certainly talk to the bank today. And we're saying, hey, we think, if this and this happens within the company as we think it is, we're probably going to need an increase in our line of credit in 6 months, 8 months, 10 months out. Going to the bank now and explaining those situations is better for that company than going when they're in crisis mode. The bank listens a little bit better. So these forecasts, these rolling forecasts really help to really pull out where the issues are. If you're cyclical, if you've got monthly ups
right,
and downs.
Landscaping businesses.
Right. Can you make it through the hard times? Or, are we going to have to do something else? What strategy will we have to take to get you out of those slumps?
Mm-hmm. So you mentioned going 6 months ahead of time certainly helps a lot more than waiting till the last second. I imagine if a business walks into a bank with a rolling cash flow, they would be impressed by that as well. I mean, does it help when they does it help from the bank's perspective to see those financials? They require the financials. Is it in working with a firm like yours or some other advisory services, the financials are already there and ready as well? Does that make it? They're asking for that kind of information. Yes.
Yes, absolutely. And there are some clients that we have that actually proactively give the monthly financial statements to the bank, so that they can see, very timely how well they're doing. And yes, they will also give them the rolling forecast so that they can see exactly, where the anticipated issues will be, and possibly not, but the bank likes it because they see that there is a forward thinking, which is critical.
Now, is that something that a CPA would have to sign off on or have their name on for those cash flow statements for the bank or those forecasts?
This isn't the typical forecast. This is where we help them set up the spreadsheets internally, and then they're populating them.
Okay.
And we're just there to do the overview to make sure they didn't miss something.
Okay.
They say, hey, did you forgot this new bank debt. You need to, you need to add that to your sheet or something of that nature. So it's not a forecasted financial statement.
Okay.
It's just more of an Excel spreadsheet that they control internally, and we're doing an oversight review of it to make sure that it makes sense.
Yeah. Okay. Folks, we are coming up on the halfway point. If you have questions for us, we are talking with Loretta Tubiel-O'Hara about business advisory services. And I also want to mention, Loretta, you do business valuations as well.
I do.
And that is something that I have had where clients will have a business, they're thinking about selling, maybe doing something with bringing in a partner, and they may need a valuation. And that is something that's very hard to find, I think, in the Lehigh Valley. So I hope we have some time before the end of the show to talk about that a little bit. If you have questions, the phone number is 610-758-8810. That's 610-758-8810. And you can talk live on air with us or off air, whatever is more comfortable for you. We'll be back in just a minute.
WDIY thanks its members and Valley National Financial Advisors, offering a broad spectrum of financial services for more than 25 years, including estate planning and tax preparation, especially for Pennsylvania and New Jersey residents subject to state inheritance tax reporting. On the web at valleynationalgroup.com or 610-868-9000.
Lehigh Valley weather. Tonight, areas of blowing snow before midnight, mostly clear with a low around minus 1. Wind chill values as low as minus 15, so that is a hazardous weather outlook. Blustery with the winds 10 to 20. They could gust up to 40 miles per hour. Thursday, sunny with a high near 15. Wind chill values as low as negative 15, again with gusts as high as 25. And then Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 3. And Friday, there's a little chance of snow showers, mostly cloudy, with a high near 22. You're listening to WDIY and Your Financial Choices with Lori Siebert. Lori?
Thank you, Neil. Welcome back to the show. If you have questions for Loretta or myself, the phone number is 610-758-8810. You can talk live on air with us or off air. And again, 610-758-8810. So I just wanted to mention again, Loretta has her own firm, Tubiel O'Hare and Associates in Coopersburg. And in particular tonight, we're talking about business advisory services. I just think it's an area that a lot of people don't realize might be out there. It could make such a difference in a business and your operations and, you know, as Loretta mentioned earlier, doing forecasting, making, you know, the right financial decisions. So often people think it's just about what entity you're choosing, whether it's, you know, oh, should I do an LLC? Should I do an S-Corp? Right, Loretta? I mean, a lot of times that is what people think running a business is, making the decision on the business. But we really have to talk about how we're operating the business as well. And a lot of what we just talked about from the small business perspective, and we could, you know, you could write books on this. So we're only highlighting a few of the items tonight. What applies at the small business level can also apply for larger firms. But if you don't mind, let's talk a little bit about some of the financial advisory services that a larger business may benefit from that you might do as well.
Okay, so many of those larger firms might have actual accounting departments where they are, you know, there's more than one individual that is dealing. They might have an accounts payable clerk, an accounts receivable clerk, and they might have a controller. And a lot of times they, you know, if they're not able to get those financials out in time, some of the issues are maybe the individuals that are actually working within the company. And we help them to look at the structure of that personnel department. And maybe they don't have the right person on the right seat on the bus, that whole good to great, you know, situation. So they might be good. Maybe the AP person's better to be the AR person. And we're there to kind of help them to mentor these people to get them running like a smooth oiled machine is really what we're doing. We also help with the hiring process. So if there is a need to hire a controller, now it's time. Or maybe it's time to even hire the CFO if they're getting that big. We are a part of that process because we are capable of really handling the interview questions and what is needed by that company. So we do those.
That's a great point. Because the person who's doing the hiring may not have that financial expertise either, or even understand where it's going to go if the business continues evolving to the next level. And you can kind of ask those questions.
Correct.
And it could include their strategic thinking on that business evolving as well, right? Not just what accounting software.
That's correct. That's correct. Because in reality, the CFO, you're looking for the strategic thinker. You know, mm-hmm. you really are. You know, the other accounting personnel, usually, you know, controller, high-end bookkeeper, they're really the financial statement, the balance sheet guys, and they're making sure that the debits equal the credits and, you know, everything reconciles. And they're really looking at history.
It's transactional.
It's very transactional. Yeah. They're looking at history. You're looking for that individual that is going to be strategic, and they're forward-thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a little bit different.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what else? That's good to know, though.
Okay, we can help them and strengthen their internal control environment. Now, especially when you have an accounting department, the big internal control is segregating duties so that the same person that is depositing the funds into the bank isn't the same person that is entering the cash receipts into the system. And we can go in and we can help them to determine maybe some things that are weak in their internal control structure, and maybe how to just solidify that a little bit better, so that, you know, that they're more sound.
Mm-hmm. Now, that internal controls, you hear from time to time about businesses and or even nonprofit organizations where someone has embezzled or someone has stolen money. That's what we're talking about when we're talking about internal controls, because sometimes in smaller organizations, they don't have those separation of duties, and now the company's financials could be exposed. So the internal controls, you said, separating duties. So you can go in and kind of review to see if that is being done properly.
Correct. And then with the smaller companies, we actually give them some ideas about what they can do when there is no one else to segregate the duty.
Right.
And, you know, what can you do to help to maintain some sense that, you know, there's nothing else going on, and to be able to oversee the books. So we sometimes have to get the owners involved in that,
mm-hmm.
Where they have to do a little bit. They don't like it, but they have to do a little bit more oversight on either a monthly basis, just to make sure that staff personnel know that someone else is looking.
Right.
And watching.
Right. You don't want to have any temptations there.
Right.
Any other kind of examples of for larger firms?
Sure. We many times are asked to go in to help them do like feasibility studies, you know, for whether they're doing a merger, they might be acquiring another company, they might be, you know, moving, you know, from one facility to another. They might need a certain leasing arrangement. So we kind of help them to determine, you know, what we kind of do the study for them so that they can see, you know, what the return on investment is to do it and whether it makes sense in their situation and if it's actually feasible to go ahead and move forward.
So, for example, sometimes a business owner will start out and they'll lease a building or office or whatever. They'll rent it, and then business starts picking up, looks good, and they might think, gosh, maybe I should buy now. So you could come in and help with that decision, even whether to buy or continue renting?
Exactly. That's exactly some of the studies that we actually do.
Okay. That's great. That's good to know. So you really, sorry, this CFO advisory services is no joke. So I like this. All right. So anything else you want to add about those advisory services? Because I think I'd like to talk a little bit about kind of tax questions that people might encounter, or regulatory parameters they may have to follow.
Yeah, I'll just add one, mm-hmm. and that is, a lot of times when you're in a larger firm or company, you have to have an audit. If you do not have the internal people that can actually prepare the financial statement in order for the outside auditors to audit, there's an independence issue that is caused in that situation. And many times we can go in and act as that individual to prepare the financial statement in order for it to get audited, because there's no one in the company that's capable of doing the disclosures and understanding how to actually put a financial statement together.
And why would a business need to be audited? Can you give an example?
Well, typically it's a bank issue. You know, okay. If financing is, or some sort of maybe regulatory compliance with a government, you might have a government contract that forces an audit. But typically it's a bank financing that your financing is getting up there, mm-hmm. and the bank is saying to you, you know, I think we need to step this up to an audit, their comfort level to make sure that the financials are, you know, sound. But, you know, a lot of smaller businesses, they won't encounter that, but the larger ones will.
Nonprofits might need an audit, certainly.
Yes, certain nonprofits do need audits if they have, you know, revenues over a certain amount. I don't really do a lot in that area.
Okay. More businesses.
But, yes, but for the most part, I know that there is a threshold of revenue size when a nonprofit has to have an audit.
Okay, so you could help with the financials getting ready for an audit where an outside auditor comes in and reviews their statements. Preparing reviews and compilations you mentioned earlier as well.
Yes.
Some people don't even know what a review or a compilation is. When would a business need a review or a compilation?
Well, again, I think it's really the bank forcing the hand. And, you know, a compilation is really the lowest level of financial statements that you can do. And they are, you know, typically you're taking the information that, you know, comes from the books and records and you're compiling it in a way that the bank can read it. You're not doing a lot of checks and balances. You're not asking.
You're not auditing.
You're not asking questions. You know, but when you get to a review, you have to start to go in and ask questions of the personnel. It doesn't step up to an audit until you have to start going out and confirming, you know, the receivables and those type of things. But in a review, you still have to inquire. You have to look at the KPIs and, you know, benchmark them against the industry to see if they're reasonable, mm-hmm. And look at those type of things.
Okay. So let's move into a little bit about tax. I kind of made a joke that people typically, when they're starting a business, they want to know what they should do. And they're usually all saying, hey, should I set up an LLC? And they think, you know, they think an LLC is a corporation and they think they've got all these extra protections. So from a tax standpoint, what do you think about business structure? Do you help people kind of navigate that as well?
Sure. You know, choosing the form of entity of a business, that's S corporation, a C corporation, a sole proprietor, a limited liability company, all those, it's a crucial decision that can have long-standing tax implications depending on what they do. They could be positive or negative. So, and now with the tax reform, mm-hmm. This issue of whether you should even be a C corporation or an S corporation is sort of rearing its head, where we never really had to worry about that in the last several years. It's because the corporate tax rates have dropped to 21%. And what the government did, Congress did, is brought in this 20% pass-through deduction for S corporations to try to gain a parity to what the you know, the C corporations are doing. And so now more than ever before, we have to do more analysis. Mm-hmm. What should I be? You know, should I be a C? Should I be an S?
And sometimes I think it depends on the nature of the business as well and the maturity of the business. Occasionally I'll have people who come and say, I have this great business idea, I'm gonna do this business, and you know, should I be an S-corp? I've heard that I should be an S-corp, I should have heard this. I say, well, why don't we just try it? And that not isn't always necessarily the best advice, and this is an educational show, and it's particular to each person's situation. But occasionally, people might try to jump in and have the most complicated thing right off the start. We don't even know if the business is going to be successful. So sometimes I'll say, you know, let's get our feet wet first. Let's try this on and see how it goes. But certain businesses might need a particular structure as well, depending on, you know, the liability that they may incur or trying to protect assets or whatever.
Correct. Right. And I think in the LLC situation, I mean, what we do that, just like you said, where if they're getting their feet wet, we say, hey, you know, let's start out as a single member LLC. Yep. And if things are going well, there are these check-the-box roles that allow you to switch to a corporate entity later. So you get the best of both worlds.
Okay, great. Folks, if you have questions, the phone number this evening is 610-758-8810. That's 610-758-8810. When we come back, we'll continue our discussion with Loretta Tubiello-Har of Tubiello-Har & Associates out of Coopersburg. And tonight, we're talking about business advisory services in particular. That is something that Loretta's firm does as well. So we thought we'd grab her to come on and talk about this this topic, which isn't always quite understood. So if you have questions, the phone number is 610-758-8810. We'll be back in a minute.
WDIY thanks its members and Valley National Financial Advisors, offering a broad spectrum of financial services including portfolio management, tax return preparation, and financial planning for the accumulation years, retirement years, and estate distribution. On the web at valleynationalgroup.com or 610-868-9000.
Not only is becoming a WDIY member a great way to support the programs you love, it has its benefits. WDIY members have access to our weekly member ticket giveaway emails. Discover great concerts, theater performances, film screenings, and more, all while supporting the many choices and real voices on WDIY. Make your gift today at 610-694-8100, extension 7, or wdiy.org. Thank you.
Welcome back to the show. This is your host, Lori Siebert. You're listening to Your Financial Choices right here on WDIY. I want to mention that podcasts are available on WDIY.org as well. And especially for Your Financial Choices, you go to WDIY.org, go to local programming, scroll down for Your Financial Choices, and podcasts from many, many shows are available there. And you can pick a topic of your interest. And you can also stream live on air if you're outside our listening area. And that's especially helpful for our local residents who want to share what we do here on WDIY. You can always stream live on air at WDIY.org as well. We are talking with Loretta Tubiello-Har this evening. She's a CPA, CVA, and ABV, and has her own firm, Tubiello-Har & Associates, out of Coopersburg. We're talking about business advisory services. We just talked a little bit about selecting the business entity, which I think is usually the question you get the most. Business owners aren't always saying, hey, what accounting software should I use, or what strategy should I use, or how should I do my cash flow forecasting, which are all probably what keeps that business going. And when you know how much you're spending, those are usually the people who have money, folks. But they're focusing kind of on the business entity. But as the business goes along, and it's all important to make sure that you're addressing kind of all the financial decisions that you have in your practice, another thing that I think gets the least amount of attention may be succession planning. So when you're starting a business and then you have people who are counting on you, whether they're your family or your employees or your customers, your the community starting to rely on you, a lot of business owners don't want to admit that that if something happens to them, something has to happen to this business. I think it is one of the most difficult conversations for a business owner to have. Do you help with that too?
Sure, we do. But you're absolutely right. They have a very difficult time giving up control. And you know, for an owner to have a succession plan, they need to have built around them the people that can take over, whether it's their children, you know, whether it's an outside individual, whether they're going to sell. And many, many business owners are so caught up in the day-to-day and in the trenches that they forget to look at the overall picture. How am I going to get out? Mm-hmm. And sometimes they wait until they just can't, or they're ready to retire, and they've, you know, which sometimes is very late. It's too late. in the game. They need to start to mentor and, begin that transition plan long before the expected date that they want to have someone succeed in their business.
Because if they become incapacitated or if they die, there it could be a big problems.
Absolutely. And we have, suggested in some small companies to say, because you don't have the successor, or maybe the son or daughter is not quite the person that is the CEO, but they might be great in purchasing, or but they need someone to run the company, to actually establish an advisory board within the company to be able to help to deal with those issues in the event that some catastrophe does happen.
Well, a firm like yours, too, could come in that CFO advisory role as well if the person isn't the financial person, but maybe has still mom or dad's passion around the business and could operate it from that standpoint, that visionary standpoint. They could bring in someone like your firm as well to kind of help get them through that part.
Absolutely.
Okay. Some business owners think their business will be their retirement, and they put everything into that business, and that might not always turn out that way. And I'm speaking a little bit from experience here, because my parents, my mother's still alive and doing well at 88, but God bless my parents, they were small business owners. They had a hardware store. You know what's happened to small independent hardware stores. Well, they had a hardware store and paint wallpaper store, and they always thought, and they owned the building, and they always thought that was going to be their retirement. And it didn't work out that way, because they didn't anticipate that the big box retailers were going to come in and take over the hardware industry. So, I mean, they did okay, but not what they might have thought was going to happen. So what do you do to talk about business owners in planning their own retirement?
We have to have some tough discussions. Right? We find that business owners tend more often than not to think their company is worth more than it is, which is a problem. And then when it comes to retirement, not only is the sale price of the company not what they thought it would be, the market for the buyers are limited. This isn't like selling your business is not as easy as selling a stock on the stock market.
Right.
You can call today and say, I want to sell, my General Motors stock or whatever, and you're going to be able to get that sold. But in a company, if you say one day, I'm ready to sell, it could be years down the line before you find that buyer.
Mm-hmm.
So we find that when we're in there, and a lot of times it's when we're preparing those tax returns, that we actually see how much they're contributing toward retirement outside of their business. Like many of them have all their eggs in one basket, and it's the business. And we try to help them to look at diversifying what it is that they have for retirement. And we also have the ability to see what the value of those retirement assets are.
Mm-hmm.
So we can be proactive in having these discussions. Sometimes they're very difficult because the business owner doesn't want to hear it, or is so bogged down again in the day-to-day that they just don't know how to get out of that.
Mm-hmm. And so you're kind of can be their conscience to make sure they're an objective observer and taking care of things like that. So we also have where a business may be growing and growing and they want to retain employees, and they might not just need that retirement plan for their own well-being, but also a retirement plan for their employees. And there's a whole decision tree in choosing the right kind of retirement plan as well. Do you help with that?
Oh, absolutely. And, they can be the simplified employee pension plan, the simple plan, a 401k plan. There are cash balance plans out there. There are so many different types of plans. And what I always say to my staff when we're talking about our clients, I said, we grow with the clients. So we might be telling them, hey, get involved in a simple today. But as they grow, we might have to change our discussion with them and be proactive and say, okay, it's now time to get involved in a 401k. So we're there to help them as they're developing their business to decide what type of retirement plans that they should have in-house. And then, of course, if they're really making big money, it's going out there to financial people such as yourself and saying, hey, you know, they need a cash balance plan or they need something, and can you help us to come up with a plan for them?
Mm-hmm. And some people don't realize that's even available. When we talk about the business, and I talked about succession planning and maybe if someone were to become incapacitated or maybe they die, there is a time where we have to value the business. And in fact, sometimes, you know, we have to talk to clients about insuring against risks, and their business may need to be insured as well. So when someone's looking to maybe do some risk management in their business, it probably involves the value of the business or disability income. How do you get involved? Can you talk a little bit about the business valuation side of your business? Because I really don't know if there's that many people out there doing it. So can we talk about that?
Sure. We can talk about it. You know,
and reasons you'd need it.
Okay. Well, the big issue is, and you need it if you're going to be gifting to your children. You need a value on the business. If you're intending to sell to other people, you need a value for the business. If you're going to sell outside of your company, you need a value.
Divorce
is a big one, unfortunately, and so the CPAs can help in helping you to determine what that value really is. And the key for me is when we talk about valuation, it's one thing to determine a value. The other piece of that is doing the sanity check to make sure that that value, whoever's going to buy it, can actually from what the debt financing or whatever, however they're going to finance the purchase, mm-hmm. That they truly will be able to make it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you look at it from a whole to make sure that what they expect that value to be or what they would like to sell the company is truly doable, mm-hmm. You know, because many times when you look at comparing to other companies that are selling similar, you know, to them, you know, they're not getting the sale value that a lot of the business owners expect.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes you can actually work out a deal where maybe this business owner, if they want to sell, could stay on, right? That would be part of an advisory service.
Absolutely. And mm-hmm. it typically that's what happens. You know, the purchaser usually is looking for that individual to stay on in either a consulting or an employee capacity for a couple years to help with the transition. And when you have a small company and business owner, that's an issue because your customers think of you as the business, not, you know, and so from that standpoint, that transition of keeping that individual in there for a while is really going to help to transition the purchase over to someone else.
In the event someone passes away, in Pennsylvania, we still have an inheritance tax return. Federal, there's a federal estate tax return if we're, you know, over 11 point some million dollars now. But there's still a reason to value a business at someone's date of death, and because there could be a step up in value of assets and things like that. That's another reason you could do a business valuation?
Yes.
And important in the succession planning.
Yes,
too.
And a lot of times there is not even a need because if the value is going over to the spouse, you still should do that valuation or because of the fact that they do get the step up for mm-hmm. their spouse's share.
Mm-hmm.
It's very important to do that value, even if you aren't you don't have an inheritance tax.
Right.
It's still critical to do that valuation at that time.
That's a good point because it could change depreciation and everything like that if they continue on with the business or if they sell it as well, and then they'd have a gain on those assets. Loretta, we just have another minute left. How would you like to close? Do you want to give us a little punch for business advisory services and the importance of it?
Well, I think we went through quite a few. We didn't have a chance to talk about too much. There's so much to each one of these, but the individual also should be looking at financial planning, structuring that financial plan strategically throughout the cycle of the business, not later on, but while they're moving throughout the business. And my recommendation is that you should be talking to your CPA about these things that we talked about today.
Yeah, great. Thank you for coming here. How do people reach you? What's your office number?
The office number is 610-871-8202.
And your website?
Is www.t-hallc.com.